Samantha Power is a foreign policy expert and a professor at Harvard University in Massachusetts. Power had been advising Barack Obama, but quit on Friday after a Scottish newspaper quoted her as describing Hillary Clinton as a monster. In her resignation statement, Power expressed regret for her comment and said she's often expressed admiration for Senator Clinton in the past. Power's comment came to light after a top aide to Senator Clinton, Howard Wolfson, compared Senator Obama to Ken Starr, the special prosecutor who carried out a lengthy and controversial investigation of the Clinton White House during the 1990s. That comment offended some Obama supporters. The increasingly negative tone of the campaign comes as Clinton attempts to portray Obama as too inexperienced in foreign policy and national security matters.
National security will be front and center in this election. We all know that. And I think it's imperative that each of us be able to demonstrate we can cross the commander-in-chief threshold.
Obama continues to hold a delegate lead of about 100 over Clinton, despite Clinton winning 3 of 4 primaries last Tuesday, including the large states of Ohio and Texas. Obama told ABC News his campaign may be more aggressive in responding to the Clinton attacks. He also said the message of his 3 losses on Tuesday may be that he needs to work harder in the upcoming primary and caucus contests.
People started saying, well, maybe we want this to continue a little bit further. They want me to earn this thing and not feel as if I'm just sliding into it.
Wyoming holds a Democratic caucus on Saturday, and Mississippi holds a primary on Tuesday. But the next big battle looming is the Pennsylvania primary on April 22nd. Clinton is favored in Pennsylvania, but a new poll shows Obama has cut into her lead there. Meanwhile, the presumptive Republican nominee, Senator John McCain of Arizona, is focused on unifying his party and beginning the process of choosing a vice presidential running mate. McCain campaigned in Georgia Friday and reminded his audience that his support for the military surge policy in Iraq stands in sharp contrast to the troop withdrawal plans put forward by Obama and Clinton.
My Democrat friends said that they want to set a date for withdrawal. That's a date for surrender. That's a date where Al-Qaeda would announce they've defeated the United States of America.
McCain also told supporters that tax cuts and job retraining are keys to bolstering the weakening U.S. economy. Concern over the economy now ranks as the number one issue for U.S. voters in the election campaign. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.